Period, back and forth in that one. I'm sure a few defensive plays that you're not happy about that led to a couple of the goals, but your team bears down and you come away with a 6-3 win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I thought it was a real good, entertaining game. I thought that both teams took their turn of dominating the play. At times, we both showed that the other team can't defend all that well in their defensive zone. I mean, we had the first 10 minutes, which I thought were strong. They had the last 10 minutes in the first period. And then it was like a prized fight, just two guys trying to feel each other out and, you know, just to see who would flinch first. And I thought for us to, you know, in the third period, to score 5 goals and come back from being down twice, I thought is a huge character builder. And, you know, we said that this road trip was going to expose what type of team we are. And so far, I would give our guys a passing grade after Friday's effort.
Ryan Cox comes up big for you in that third period. You know he's a guy with a heavy shot. You see it throughout the game. He hammers home a rebound. And then a great heads-up play by him to bat home that puck on his own rebound just to stick with the play.
Well, he's so skilled, and he's an offensively gifted player. He can make those plays. And you know, he had a couple other chances. One there got blocked. I think it was in the first period. He's just a dynamic player, and he's a guy that just sort of doesn't say too much on the bench or in the room. He just goes about his business, and, you know. But he's such a valuable contributor to the success that we've had, and it's only going to get bigger as we progress here through the season.
You catch a bit of a break on the third goal as well, a flip-in shot from Roach, and May bobbles it, but a great heads-up play by Damon Porter to pounce on that puck, and you just see the patience and the poise that maybe Damon has this year as he's able to walk around May and flip in that backhand.
Yeah, you know, Damon, again, had another good effort. He had a couple other drives today, which were good to see, and that's, you know, some of the things that he needs to do in order for us to be, you know, to have success. It was actually funny because he flipped the puck. It was right after, you know, the Will Connolly chance, and Will sort of yelled, "Come on, give us a bounce," and it sort of did bounce. And then, you know, full credit to the guys for not giving up on the play. They got lucky on their first goal. It was a flip pass. Caught two of our defensemen sleeping. But all in all, this is a game that we can build on. And, you know, when you're on these 3 and 2.5 game road trips, when you can win that first one, now you've set yourself up for a good road trip. So we've told our players here to enjoy today because it is a big win. But tomorrow morning when we wake up, our focus is on Drumheller. And we want to make sure that, you know, while we want to build on this effort, we can have a better one tomorrow and hopefully get the same outcome.
Tom, I know something that's a big topic in talking to other coaches is puck battles and strong on your stick, especially with young players. Both of your empty net goals are players that won puck battles, were strong on their sticks, a great play by Porter, and then Brandon Ralph strips McCool in the center ice area. That's got to be a nice thing when you're winning those one-on-one stick battles.
Yeah, it's good when you win those battles and you get rewarded. I thought that there were times, especially in crucial areas where we weren't, and we still tend to go into some battles with one hand on our stick. And in this league, against really good, big, heavy teams, you're not going to win a lot of those. You can't always rely on your speed. I mean, we've got to get a little bit greasier. We've got to get a little bit tougher to play against. But again, this is a work in progress. You know, the league final's not starting, or the playoffs aren't starting tomorrow. So we like the direction that we're heading. I think, you know, there was a lot of guys that, you know, have the same feeling as we do. We feel that this road trip will, you know, tell us what kind of team we have. And like I said it again, I'm extremely proud of the boys. It was one of those days where we could have came up with excuses. You know, it took us over 7 hours to get here because of the ice, you know, the road conditions. We had a late pregame and all this. But we just told our players, don't worry about the things that you cannot control. Worry about the things that we can change. And that was the effort, and I appreciated the effort that every guy came up with tonight.
I thought Eric Sudor wasn't overly tested, but he made some big saves. And the two goals in the third there, he almost had them both. Or actually, it was the first one on Bauer. Two goals that just trickled in past him.
Almost like vanilla pudding, just kind of blah. I mean, he made some great stops. You're right. Did I like the goals? No, I didn't like the third one either, the backhand that sort of handcuffed him. But listen, Sudor was real good. Came up with some big stops today. Puck was bouncing a little bit. So again, you know, I know that it's a cliche, but he gave us an opportunity when we hung around long enough to take advantage of maybe one of their mistakes and were able to capitalize and then, you know, put it away with a couple empty netters. So all in all, good effort by our group.
You mentioned maybe Sudor battling a little bit there, but that's nice when the rest of the team maybe sees that and they come through with a couple of big goals to help him out.
Yeah, we blocked some shots, and you know, we tell our guys is that if Suits can see the puck, he's going to make the first stop and make sure that's all he has to make. We want to clear any second and third opportunities to the corners, and I thought that we did a better job of that. We were a little bit more aware in our D zone, which was good. You know, sometimes you give up puck possession, but really if the other team is not busting seams and creating great scoring chances, you know, we'll take that. And I thought that, again, we got better in our defensive zone as the game went on. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, it was good for our guys just to stay composed. And we got pucks out. We talked about, you know, just getting them off the glass. And then we actually sprung our guys on those and connect goals.
Drumheller tomorrow, you faced him just a couple weeks ago. I think you know what to expect from that club. That's a hard-working team that you're going to face tomorrow.
I mean, you know, they exemplify what their coach is. And their coach was an honest, hard-nosed player. That's the way that they play. And, you know, they're not going to, you know, take a backseat to anybody. You know, it is one of the smaller rinks to play in. It's got a lot of character. It's a fun building to be in. I'm sure that it'll be loud. They've got a good home record. They're over 500 at home. So it'll be a huge test for us. But if we want to consider ourselves one of the better teams in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, those are the types of games that we're going to need. We have to be able, you know, to put this one away and protect today's good effort with another solid one tomorrow. And I'm confident that our group of guys will do that.
Tom, thanks a lot for this. And we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Tom Kekka of the Fort McMurray Oil Bear.